Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Duluth Art Institute opens two new shows this week from Tara Austin and Jonathan Herrera. Tara Austin is a Minnesota native opening a new body of work called Boreal Ornament in the George Morrison Gallery. Today, I share my conversation with Tara Austin about her work in Boreal Ornament. Tell me a little bit about the name and about what's in the show.
The term boreal is from our Northland ecosystem, the boreal forest, and my work is highly ornamented and focuses around decorative art and cultural folk arts, and my medium is painting. And then I also create beadwork, and I also practice traditional rose mulling that looks more like the rose mulling we're familiar with. So I have many different creative outlets. I've been researching and taking classes in rose mulling, which is a folk art originating in rural Norway from the 1800s, and it is still being continued today. So I've taken classes in that. That work, if you're familiar, is highly detailed and all about decorative beauty.
And I love the repetition of the patterns.
Yeah. I was fortunate to take a textile printing course when I was completing my MFA at UW-Madison. Getting familiar with pattern printing and how patterns are formed was very beneficial to this body of work.
Talk about your medium.
Currently, I am working on plexiglass and also glass. So all the pieces in this show are on plexiglass or glass. And I've been familiar with reverse glass painting, which is a very old technique. And I guess the plexiglass was introduced to me when I saw Barbara Rossi's work at the Milwaukee Art Museum. And she started working on plexiglass in the 60s and 70s. And I was fascinated with the amount of depth she was able to create by using both layers of the plexiglass.
So do you paint on both sides?
Yes. And it's one single sheet. I have done some pieces where I'll layer multiple sheets of 1/8-inch plexiglass. But for large-scale work, the plexiglass is lightweight. And yes, I do some paintings. It's more techniques on the front surface, and some are more done primarily on the back surface of the plexiglass. So you're looking through the plexiglass.
That seems incredibly complicated and requires a lot of planning.
Yes. I appreciate dedication to my work and craftsmanship and taking that time to plan each painting and have steps that are required in order to get a certain effect. I enjoy that part of the painting process, although a lot of the work throughout the process is also spontaneous. So I can't say I have it planned out all beforehand, but yeah, so it's an evolving process that requires a lot of careful planning.
Like, the end result is such incredibly vibrant work. What is it that draws you to this color palette? It's just delicious.
Thank you. Color is wonderful and beautiful, and I appreciate being able to experiment with it. I reference nature, and it's often spontaneous and intuitive in the painting process.
Well, have a wonderful opening.
Thank you.
And are you doing an artist talk as well?
I am. And the artist who's in the Steffel Gallery, Jonathan Herrera, will also be giving an artist talk.
Well, congratulations on the show.
Thank you.
Boreal Ornament, the work of Tara Austin, on display at the Duluth Art Institute, May 10th through July 1st. The Duluth Art Institute is located at the depot at 506 West Michigan Street in downtown Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Brianna Kaiser and Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.